Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Hello and welcome to the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom, and I am here with a special guest today, Travis Hines. Say hello, Travis.
Hey, guys. Great to be here.
Travis is a big DC fan, and he's going to be helping me review Arrow today.
Yeah, I've probably watched every episode at least twice, maybe three times.
That's good. So you should be, you've done your homework.
Yeah. I watched the first two seasons before the finale, just to see any callbacks, just wanted to,
Yeah, especially with the island, the way everything ended up there. Yeah.
Oh, it was perfect.
That would have been smart for me to do. I kind of wish I had, but I guess that's what rewatches are for.
Well, I got a month off here, so I had a lot of time.
Yeah, that helps to, that's got to be nice to watch them in a row, too. Even with like the weekly format on current season, it's tough to keep track of everything, remember everything consecutively.
That's the beauty of Netflix, too, right?
Yep, that's what makes it, that makes it much more enjoyable, I say, the weekly format.
I agree.
But Travis is on Twitter at Travis_156. So if you want to get a hold of him there, I'll have a link in the show notes. Just as a frame of reference here, what are your sort of general thoughts on seasons 1 through 4 of Arrow so people know what you're thinking?
Well, I like season one. It didn't really find itself till the mid-season finale when Merlin appeared as Dark Archer. But I love Malcolm Merlin and Barrowman's Wicket. And he was really the star of that season to me, because Amell was still finding himself as an actor. And you can see the growth in him from the season one to this current season is amazing. And season two is my favorite season, with Deathstroke, favorite villain. And it had the Suicide Squad, and Barry Allen showed up. So that was a great season two. And I enjoyed season three with Ra's al Ghul, and he was a good villain. And they were going to get Liam Neeson, I was reading, but he was filming another movie. He agreed to do it, but the timing just didn't work out. So they had to go get this other guy, Matt Noble, I think his name is.
Yeah.
And season four is my, what I think happened was the success of season one of The Flash, I think maybe from the powers above, kind of was like Arrow, like go a little bit more towards the Flash side, and I think that's where they faltered. Like, I did not enjoy that season very much. There were some enjoyable episodes, but I did not enjoy that season. And I really enjoyed Damian Dart on Legends. I thought he was really good on Legends. They utilized him perfectly.
But you didn't like him as much on Arrow?
I didn't think, I liked the actor and the character, but I didn't think they gave, like, the role, I didn't like what they had him do at all.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. But I think your noise you made there was a good way to explain my thoughts on season four.
Befuddled is the word I'm looking for.
I really liked season one. I think season two is excellent. I don't have many complaints about that. Season three, I think, was a step back, but, not horrible, but it was a decrease in quality. I thought,
It's hard to top season two.
Part of it was the hangover there. I don't think it was perfect, but I think it gets lumped in with season four sometimes, and I don't think I don't think it's as bad as four, but it doesn't quite reach the levels in four. It got tough to watch, for the most part. But yeah, I guess we'll now get into season five and sort of give our overall thoughts on that, and we will be getting into spoilers now. But just quickly, just sort of overall, what are your thoughts on season five as a whole?
Oh, I loved season five. It was total redemption for me, because I was like you said, maybe season four. And I really liked, the first couple episodes, Laurel's presence was there for her dying and, wanting a new team. And Oliver was in denial. And really, the main reason he only assembled a new team was so he would be better as the mayor.
Right.
Not that he didn't think he needed any help as Zero. And as the season went on, I feel like that's what it showed him, that he needed a team and he needed their help. He wouldn't have got out. Him and Felicity wouldn't have escaped the bunker without a team.
Right.
In that way, at the end of the episode, I think that's what the whole season showed. That and your actions have sometimes unintended consequences.
Absolutely.
With Prometheus forming. Yeah.
Yeah. And really, the second half of the season, we didn't see him in the costume that much. And I don't think it hurt the quality of the show even.
No. And one thing when I was rewatching was the third episode, I think Chase showed up and he said something that I didn't even pick up on was. Saying he said to Oliver that he met him before and that Oliver stole his girlfriend. And then he tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Don't worry, I don't hold grudges."
Yeah.
And when I heard that after watching all season five, I was like, oh man, like I like never even thought about it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Great foreshadowing, I must say.
Yeah. So I thought season five was definitely a step back in the right direction. I don't like it quite as much as season one and two, but definitely picked up the quality overall. They did a lot of things right that I really like. And if I think of things I don't like about season five, it's really not season five's fault. So if that makes sense, because like my main problems are like I like all the new characters they introduced, but I'm not quite as invested in that because there was a point later in the season where it hit me like nobody Oliver cared about in the pilot is still alive.
That's true. Thea.
Yeah, well, that was when Thea was gone for like several episodes there, and
I had Thea this season too.
You know, didn't know Diggle in the pilot.
Nope.
Didn't know Felicity, and you know everybody else is pretty much dead. So like that's my biggest complaint is season five is the past season, sort of the baggage it has from that. But having said that, you know, I'm not quite as invested in these new characters, but I did really like all of them. For the
most part, yeah. I just feel like there was probably one or two too many, so they couldn't focus on them enough for you to like them. Like, right. I think they'd rather try to juggle too much.
Yeah, and I think we in our Supergirl review, we talked kind of about how they introduced a bunch of new characters, didn't know what they wanted to do, and they did that in Arrow, too. I thought they handled it a little better, though, because they were kind of honest about it. They introduced all these new characters, and we spent an equal amount of time with them.
Yeah, I agree on that, too, I must say.
And then I think their plan was just, okay, whichever ones we don't like, we'll get rid of. Whichever ones we do like, we'll spend more time with. So, you know, Ragman didn't last very long.
And I liked him as the problem, too. Like, I really, not the Ragman more than Rory, because he was right. He was a bit different because most of the people on the show are testosterone-filled, like, let's get it done, guys.
Yeah.
Like, man, like Oliver, Diggle, Renee, Quentin, and I thought Rory was pretty even keel. I liked this actual character, like, not as much. Like, Ragman, I could, you know, it was nice to have a bit of magic, but I really liked Rory, and I wish he didn't get rolled out.
Yeah, it's a good point.
But the him and Felicity, the conflict kind of resolved, they changed in Arrow, really, because Arrow before used to drag out the conflict a lot longer, and it seemed this season was like, bam, done, bam, done, bam, done, like all the interpersonal conflicts.
Right.
Seemed like they clued them up a lot quicker than they normally did.
Right, yeah, they really progressed things this season and didn't try to spread it out. In the short term, that really helps.
What did you think about the new Black Canary, if you don't mind me asking, if we get into new characters?
I like her, you know. I liked the actress. I liked the character. I thought they did a great job with the character. You know, my only problem with her is how she was interesting like that, you know, having a new, you know, Laurel say, don't let me be the last canary, have her name be Dinah Drake, even though there's already a Dinah Drake in the Arrowverse. That was weird, but I do like the character. What do you think?
I like the character too. That's one thing that I got a little bit more, like, I get flack sometimes from people because I didn't like the character of Laurel Lance. I like Katie Cassidy,
right.
But I feel like Black Canary is one of the, like, she trains fighters in the Justice League, and she's supposed to be a very good martial artist. And in this show, first two seasons, she needed to be just saved every week.
Right.
And then, okay, she'll train with Wildcat for 3 weeks, grab a nightstick, and is out there fighting. And I had somebody on Twitter tell me that her training was better, was more in-depth than Oliver's. I just was like, okay, but yeah, fine. But that's one thing, and that's why I liked about Dinah. She's a badass. Like, they came to recruit her, and she made fun of the dudes, and, like, she got a real canary cry, and she actually can fight, too, really well. So that's the things I liked about it. But like you said, I kind of wish they would have done that maybe in season one.
Right.
Like, maybe that's what they could have Laurel as, like, a badass. But, like, I think that they're trying to get to where the canary is supposed to be. Like, Sarah was a good example of a good Black Canary.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, not to get too much into Laurel, but they never quite knew what they wanted to do with her. They sort of jumped around and had her, I think they had a general idea of what to do with her, but not the specifics. So I don't have a problem with the actress, but the way she was written, I didn't.
Like, she plays Black Siren very, very, very well. Like, I really like that portrayal. Like, Kate Cassidy does Black Siren very well.
Yeah, that's a better fit for her. And we'll talk more about that later when we get in six. But yeah, I think a better fit for her. Anything else with Oliver's new team that you...
I like the Renee and Quentin relationship.
Yeah.
And Renee and Mr. Terrific relationship, too. Both of those were... like, I like seeing them develop, I must say.
Yeah, I thought those were cool relationships. And I thought they handled those really well. And that was cool to see a different interaction. People with different... different opinions and backgrounds and a way of doing things clashing, but without really coming into conflict, but clashing.
And I don't know if we'll have her as a villain or here or like part of his team, but the only note I got wrote here with Artemis is stupid Artemis, hate her. So that kind of shows you what I kind of was hoping for her. I kind of hope she don't get off the island and she's still in that cage.
Yeah, I think so, because I think that's one of the characters they introduced. You know, they didn't enjoy writing, so they just kind of got rid of her. She would pop up every once in a while when the story needed.
Yeah, I agree.
What about, are there any big highlights for you? We got, I mean, we haven't even the invasion crossover.
Oh, that was perfect. That was, but I like that the invasion crossover, it was still mostly to do with Arrow, and they did get, that was a really smart way to get the 100th episode in.
Yeah.
And like without flashbacks and callbacks, it was great. And like trying to take the human target, I enjoyed that episode.
Right.
But my favorite episode was probably, I think episode 17, where with Chase and Oliver, the auto scenes where he finally breaks Oliver. I think that's my favorite episode of the season.
Okay. What'd you like about that one?
Just the physical and mental torture he put Oliver through, like that Oliver's pretty much done to everybody in the five seasons and breaks him.
Yeah.
And then just lets him go. Just, all right, I'm done with you. Go.
Yeah, that was pretty, I don't know if neat is the right word, but pretty interesting to see a broken Oliver. Like,
Amel really shows his range in all the, like this whole season, I must say.
Yeah.
What about you? Any favorite episodes your way?
The Invasion crossover was my favorite episode of Arrow, and I think that makes sense. I like the older characters, the original characters, and to see so many of them back, and I thought it was handled really well for a 100th episode as part of a crossover. I really enjoyed
it. I agree. It was a really smart way to get the 100th episode in without like having any of the Invasion crossover suffer, really.
Yeah. And one other thing I liked was... I always harp on how I want to see like multi-episode arcs and not necessarily, you know, 23-episode arcs. And they did a great job. I got to give Arrow credit. You know, it was five episodes, I think, at the beginning, the Tobias Church storyline. It was sort of an isolated storyline, but it contributed to the bigger picture. And I really liked the way they handled that.
I agree. I didn't have much of Tobias Church at all. He was just like Brickwater, and they didn't,
right.
Like, and they didn't really reveal his plan until the last episode where he went at the port for transport drugs, like throughout all those different places. So I felt like they waited a long time to show his end game, like, well, four episodes, right. And he showed up in the first episode. But still, I did like the character, like you said, and they didn't stick with him too long. Normally, like, it's like nine episodes is the sub bad who works for the big bad.
Right.
And not this way. No, the big bad kills Tobias Church within, like, in the fifth episode.
Right. Yeah. I think that I like to think of that as Arrow's sort of their plan to create a mini season to let people know they were back and give them a taste of what they were in for. And I think they did a really good job with it. And, you know, Tobias Church, I don't remember much about him, but I like the way they handled that storyline.
I never thought about that, but that's actually probably why they did that too.
Yeah, I think that's why. We've talked a little bit about Oliver as mayor. What do you think of that sort of B plot?
About Mayor Pretty. I like that actually. It showed, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I expected by the end of the season that Prometheus was gonna out him as Green Arrow, kind of like there's a couple comic book storylines that go that way where he gets out as a secret identity. But I like enjoyed the gun control episode. I thought it was a kind of a daring episode to do where you could lose some viewers, like,
right,
for your take on that. But I thought, like, that is, especially when he was broken too, he was basically mayor for two or three episodes before he put on the hood again, very unceremoniously. Right. He just showed up. Yeah, I'm the Green Arrow again, guys. What's up?
Yep, here I am. but I liked the mayor storyline enough. But I think most importantly, it gives, I always complain about how most of these CW shows, everybody knows the secret identity. You know, like in The Flash, everybody's hanging out at Star Labs. Everybody knows the identity, and they spend 23 episodes focusing on the big bad or whatever. And I think that just spreads out the storyline. So I think reintroducing something outside of the Arrow Cave helped to balance the season a little bit better.
Yes, you got that reporter, too, trying to find out
yep.
Oliver's identity. And that was swept under the rug a little bit too. Really, like they kind of got rid of that pretty quick once Prometheus kidnapped her.
Right.
Yeah, but you're right about that. Yes.
The whole. I like the Human Target episode as well. It's always nice to see another brought in. I guess that's it. New characters, but we can talk a little bit about the villain. We haven't talked about it.
So wait, what are we going to? Well, we'll wait. Can we wait for season six? Hopes to talk about Vigilante.
Yeah, yeah, and we got to talk about Prometheus too.
Oh yeah, well I don't know what I would consider Vigilante, villain, anti-villain, anti-hero.
Yeah, but I don't. It's sort of a mystery that that we don't know about still.
Prometheus, Josh Sierra, amazing, like second to Slade for me.
Yeah,
like,
I would agree.
Especially after when they find out his secret and how bold he is, like to Quentin, to Renee, to Oliver, like he basically owns Oliver. He walks into the mayor's office all the time, and his amazing performance. I was blown away.
Yeah,
and thinking he was Vigilante for the first 14 episodes was even more like when they finally revealed that was amazing. He and Vigilante had that big fight. And he just takes it off from there, like, whoa, okay, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, that changed the whole season. You know the name Adrian J. You know, people either are familiar with the comics or do a Google and realize, okay, he's been Vigilante, so obviously he's Vigilante.
Yeah, which is...
It was an interesting twist, and I like what we've seen from Vigilante. I guess we'll have to wait and see more, though.
I really like Vigilante. Now, one thing I am wondering is, have we seen him in season 5? His secret identity. Have we seen him like walking around? Maybe he's already been cast and we don't know. That was the thing I was curious about. Like, will we see in season 6 that he was around in season 5 and we just didn't even know it?
Yeah, I think that's a good. I think it's. I'm pretty sure it's someone know of, I would guess. But I assumed we knew who Prometheus was before this season and we didn't. So, you're wrong.
Yeah, like the whole Tommy Merlin as Prometheus was my guess for a long time.
Yeah, that was a lot of people's guess. I thought that's one thing. If there was one thing I didn't like about Prometheus, it was that I didn't really feel the personal I didn't feel his anger at Oliver for something from 4 years ago. I didn't think it really connected to the past as well as they hoped to. But everything else with Prometheus, I really liked.
I agree. And also, his father wasn't exactly a good man.
Right.
Like, I could understand if he was, like, if it was, like, a divine killing by the hood. Like, he was actually, like, a good guy, but that guy was pretty scummy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I guess he doesn't see his father that way, but you think over 4 years, he might have gained some perspective.
Yeah, like, going through all these things, trying to get as good as Green Arrow, you know, he might be like, yeah, maybe I'm, no. No.
But, yeah.
What about Talia? What's your thoughts on Talia?
Interesting. Interesting addition. I think she was pretty much what you would want from Talia. Not really sure what side she's on. And the most exciting thing was getting to see Talia and Nyssa in battle.
Oh my god, I agree. It was over quick, but I actually didn't think that Nyssa would win, to be honest with you.
I wasn't sure how they would handle it. You would think, because we've seen Nyssa more, so you think she wouldn't, but you also think that Talia would probably be better trained. So it was good to see a hint of that. I think I would like to maybe see more of that in the future, but...
I agree. And do we really think that Merlin's actually gone? He might be gone for a season, but do we really think that he blew up there? I think he's pretty good at getting out of sticky situations like that.
Yeah, they don't call him the magician for nothing. I think there's a good chance we see him eventually. I know he said he's not returning this coming season. I think if they want him back down the line, be back somehow.
I agree there. I must say.
But I guess that leads to the big ending of the season.
Oh my god.
The finale, back on the island. Everyone's there. Slade. And everybody but Oliver and his son go kaboom. At least
I got a question, though. Did you think, watching that whole episode, that at some point Slade was going to betray Oliver? Because I was under that full thinking the entire time. I was considering, like, I figured they would get the job done, and in the end, Slade would have killed Felicity right in front of Oliver. But Slade seems like he's a changed man.
That's an interesting theory. I kind of didn't think Slade would betray him, just because Slade plus Prometheus, there would be no chance for Oliver to win.
I never thought about that. That's right, too, though.
So, like, I think, he really needed Slade just to have a chance against Prometheus.
That's true.
But that's a good point. Like, I could have seen, and maybe he, maybe we'll see that in the season six premiere, that he did betray Oliver. We just haven't seen it yet.
He's pushing for his own show now, which, like, if anybody's watching, retweet anything Manu Bennett posts about Deathstroke series, because we all about to see one.
But yeah, the finale was just handled really well. We haven't talked about the flashbacks. I don't think the flashbacks tied in great, but they did their job. But everything else about the finale was pretty fantastic.
The flashback where he talks to his mom on the phone.
Oh, I loved that.
All the feels. Yeah. That was bad. Where he gets her to stay on the phone, like, don't hang up.
Yeah.
That was done marvelous, I must say.
That was fantastic, and a great surprise guest role. Like I said, I always love seeing the original cast come back, so that was great.
Will we go through the season six regulars to find out who survived the blast?
that's probably the best way to do it. I haven't looked yet, just because I don't.
I seen on Twitter, like, it was months before the finale, that Wild Dog and Black Canary were
right.
So we're signed on for season six regulars for, and I was thinking, like, when the explosions happened, Renee's like, yes, I'm cast for season six. Not gonna.
Yeah. I think they're fine. I think there's probably going to be maybe one death, one important death. But I don't know who, you know,
I'm pretty sure William's mother's probably going to.
That's sort of the easy choice. I think it's kind of a lazy choice and a sad, like, I don't want to see that happen. But I guess it would tie back in your actions to innocence and harm, but that would kind of suck for her sake.
Oh, yeah. I feel like more than just her. I don't think that they would just, like, give her. They got to have an actual cast member go, too, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I feel like they could do it that way so that William would stay with Oliver and maybe start learning, like, from him. I'm wondering what William will be in season six. Will he be in the show? Will he? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, so far, they've really not wanted to have much to do with him other than as an occasional, you know, when we need to threaten Oliver.
Yeah, somebody to kidnap when you really need to get to him.
Yeah. So, I, you know, if she's gone, I think I could see him taking on a bigger role. And that would be interesting to see how Oliver. I think that makes some sense to go that way. I think Evelyn's probably gone. But I don't know who else.
What about season six? Any thoughts? Yeah.
Anything you're looking forward to other than, you know, seeing who's alive? In
the goatee.
Six? Oh, yeah.
He promised us that.
I'm hoping for that, too.
And I want to find out who Caden James is from Helix.
Okay, yeah.
Because they bust him out. I'm assuming he's going to come back around. Him and Vigilante are the kind of are the people I want to find out. And I would like to see Onomatopoeia, maybe with Kevin Smith writing it, hopefully, like a couple episodes. I don't know.
I would be open to that. Seeing, you know, I think TV, you can take little risks like that. Do a 2-episode arc written by somebody like Kevin Smith. Don't know how it'll turn out, but I would be willing to watch it for sure.
He seems to have some CW to DC there rip. He's jumping back and forth between Flash and Supergirl.
Right.
On the regular.
Right. Never nothing to do with Arrow yet, but I could see that.
He replied to me once on a tweet saying that he didn't want to direct Arrow, but wanted to write.
Yeah.
For Onomatopoeia.
I would like to see that. So that would be a fun, yeah, not like a season long villain, but a 2-episode arc with Onomatopoeia. That would be, it's a weird character, but that would be fun to try out something different.
Yeah, I agree there. That would be pretty cool to see. And what about you? Any villains for Green Arrow in season six?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you mentioned Caden James. I think that they wouldn't name drop it, kind of like how they dropped DeVoe's name on The Flash. I don't think they would just drop that for no reason. I think they're dropping a little seed there. I'm also curious to the big thing. I'm curious to see how Earth 2 Laurel Black Siren fits in season six as a regular.
That's true too. I never. That'll be interesting, especially her and Lance's interactions. Like, will she redeem herself maybe, or? Like, she didn't seem to care about William being kidnapped whatsoever in that finale.
Yeah.
Like, she was smiling.
Every time you think she's going to try to redeem herself, she does something like that. So I have no idea how she's going to fit in or what her role is going to be, but I'm curious to see.
And I was surprised that Roy Harper never showed up at all in season five, because they tied back a lot of things with season one.
Yeah. I would have liked to see two, hopefully in the future.
Yeah.
You know, in any character like that, again, said it 1,000 times, but I'd like original cast. And
well, as long as we keep watching, like, maybe we'll get it. Like Supernatural's on what, season 17?
Something like that, yeah. They've got to be in the teens now.
Oh my God. Is it, like every year, I'm pretty sure I've read on like what shows may be canceled. They're there every year. And yet, yeah, nope, they're back going strong.
Yeah, as long as there's that base audience, especially with, you know, Arrow doesn't have like as much visual effects. They still do quite a bit of stuff, just not as much, you know, the weird action Flash Supergirl stuff, but they,
yeah,
it, you know, as long as there's that base fans, I think it'll last a while.
Yeah, we gotta make a note too about the action scenes in season 5 were like on point. They were like, I watched, like, this is completely unrelated, but Iron Fist, like the cutaway scenes,
yeah,
are like awful when they're fighting, but Arrow, there's very little cutaway scenes. It's done very well. Like, they got it down pat for action scenes, and like, I was really impressed this season.
Yeah, I thought it was the best action by, like, as well, or at least the first half of season 3. I thought it was definitely a return. Season 4 had some low points there, but definitely handled better in a lot of brutal action that fit within this.
Yes, that's a lot of killing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's it for season 5 of Arrow. Season 6 will reach October, and look forward to it then. So, again, Travis is on Twitter at Travis_15. If you want to follow him there, talk to him. Yeah, that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.